Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Dearborn Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Yesterday, we took a look at Matthew 14, talked about Jesus in your boat, and looking at boat being more than just a boat, but representing your life. And inviting Jesus into your car, into your workplace, into your home, into your school, wherever you're at. And recognizing that it's by the presence of Jesus that the storms can be calmed. Because you can be calmed. And so throughout this week, we're going to take a look at different aspects of life, different ways that Jesus helps us by being in our life. And this morning we're going to kick off talking about praying about Jesus in your anointing. This selection by God, this being set apart by God for His purposes, for His use. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, John writes to the believers, including you and me, and he says, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth." Throughout time, from the early church to now, there have been people who have come in to sow seeds of deceit, to falsely claim a message that really isn't a godly message. And many of the New Testament letters throughout their writings, whether it's Paul or Peter or John or anyone else, that's that discovery that you actually know the truth. It harkens back to Jesus declaring that He Himself is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except by Him. And so John writes to believers and says, Jesus has anointed you. He's chosen you. He's set you apart by the power of His Spirit, by the Holy One. And we recognize that we know truth because it's been revealed by God through Jesus and through the Spirit, through His Word. And what an incredible privilege that we have to be able to test everything. The Bible tells us we ought to. So when I teach and preach here at Deer Run, I encourage people all the time. I say it from time to time. I don't say those exact words every week, but we communicate that. Don't take my word for it. Follow along in Scripture. Test it according to God's Word. Decide whether what we do, what we say, how we live matches with what God says. You see, we know the truth because Jesus is the truth. And it's His Spirit that confirms it. It's His Spirit that gives us discomfort when we're following something that isn't truth. And this anointing, this being chosen, you find throughout Scripture. As the people clamored for a king and God would select, there would typically be an anointing by the prophet, the spokesperson for God, saying, "This is the one God has chosen." We discover that King Saul, the people chose. King David, God chose. And how many times do we live life with a king of our choosing rather than the king of God's choosing, that is Jesus? But not only were kings anointed, you had other individuals that were selected, anointed, set apart for specific tasks. And God's word tells us, as believers in Jesus, we have each been set apart for God's exclusive use to accomplish the good works that He Himself created in advance for us to do. And we have this incredible privilege to know that we belong, to know that we have value, to know that we are loved. And we've been chosen by Jesus. We've been filled with His Spirit. We've had put upon us the seal, the guarantee of adoption into His family. And as we consider life with Jesus in our boat, we invite Him in. We know Him as truth. But it's important that we not only know Him as truth, we are obedient to Him as truth. There are lots of things that we can know and simply ignore. And in fact, we do that on a pretty regular basis at times. But when it comes to Jesus and to the truth that He is, He can't be ignored. And so we follow the anointing of His Spirit, the covering of ourself with the presence of God. And we live with Jesus. In our anointing, we live with Jesus as the one who anoints us with His Spirit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has anointed us to belong to You, to be used by You, to accomplish good works for You that You Yourself have created for us to do. And God, within that anointing, You've poured out Your Spirit upon us. You've marked us with that seal of redemption, saying we belong to You. And Father, You've given us Your Spirit as that deposit, as that guarantee that as we return to You, we are redeemed. We're bought back. We're cleansed. We're made a part of Your body. And so, God, today I pray that we would know truth. The truth of Your Word, the truth of Jesus, the truth of Your Spirit, the truth of Your love. And Father, that we would test everything. For many try to present wild stories. But even many more try to present believable stories that are false as being true. And so, God, may we live by Your Spirit. May Your Word be the light to our path, the lamp to our feet, the guidance that we need as we live by those anointed in Jesus. May Your Spirit fill us with Your truth, that we test the things which we hear, the things which we read, the things that are presented as fact, and we discover whether in fact they are or whether they're not, whether they're man-made fables, stories designed to by the enemy to lead us astray, to confuse us, to make us give up. And God, may we live by the anointing of Your Spirit, so that truth wins, and that we know truth, and that truth that we know, which is Jesus, sets us free. And so, God, today, may we lift up Jesus in all things, so not only do we experience the freedom in Christ, but that others would be drawn to Him. They would know Your anointing. And Jesus would be Lord of their life. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.